Our climate is changing. The past two decades have been Wisconsin's warmest on record. And last winter marked the state's warmest since 1895, when people started keeping track. So how is this winter measuring up? As our week-long series Thin Ice 2025 begins, WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz sat down with the Wisconsin State Climatology Office's Steve Vavris. They discussed trends and ripple effects.
Sitting in his office on the UW-Madison campus, state climatologist Steve Vavris reflects on what Wisconsin experienced last winter.
We had a really severe snow drought in much of the state, especially up north, and it was economically devastating for a lot of resorts up there. The tourism industry took a big hit. Very little lake ice. A lot of communities had to cancel ice festivals, snow sculpting festivals, and ecological impacts with the reduced snow cover and lake ice cover that we're still trying to figure out.
While he hesitates calling any season normal, Vavra says this winter started off with a more typical December.
January, interestingly here, at least in southern Wisconsin, has been colder than normal, and by a few degrees. And normally that wouldn't be so memorable or meaningful, but so few months lately have been colder than normal at all.
As for lake ice cover,
we definitely have much more extensive ice cover around Wisconsin this winter. Yes. We did have the big warm-up in late December.
Vavris watched warming unfold in real time in Madison.
And where we have a really long ice record in Lake Mendota going back to the early 1850s, it temporarily froze on Christmas Day and then didn't last more than 2 days and then melted off and then froze for good beginning January 7th. And because we've had such cold weather ever since, we have a pretty solid ice cover on Mendota, but still not safe enough to be out on.
We had this conversation a few weeks ago. In the meantime, Vavris says the ice has gotten thicker and much safer. Winter, he says, is our most variable season.
We have variability in Wisconsin in every season, of course, but winter is the most. And we see that even day to day, we can, you know, drop to 20 below zero, and then in another day or two, we're up in the 30s. And so that can make it difficult to tease out a long-term warming signal.
But Vavris says temperatures are unmistakably trending upward.
And we see that as an unmistakable downward trend in the ice cover. The amount of ice cover, the days with ice cover, the thickness of ice, those are all shrinking. And that's consistent with the overall warming climate.
There's more to be learned. Vavris and fellow researchers are exploring what sounds like a simple question.
Are Wisconsin's winters getting snowier? And that's surprisingly difficult to answer. We have different pieces of data that we're analyzing. We have made some progress in the last year. For instance, we've discovered that the significant statewide trend that appears to be occurring since 1895 is primarily happening in the northern third of Wisconsin.
Vavris realizes that information might seem implausible.
One possibility is because winters are getting more moisture in the air in a warming climate. We do know that the winters have been seeing more precipitation overall, and so we could be getting more snowfall, but then we have more winter warm-ups, and the snow doesn't last as long, and now we have more bare ground than we used to.
Vavris studies the drivers, but says it's critical to look at warming winters holistically. Take Wisconsin's logging industry.
Trucks can't drive on muddy soils, and that's been happening more and more, so that directly affects their operations and the economy.
And the impacts of unreliable snowpack, not just to wildlife, to agriculture too.
Even this winter, it's been cold, but we haven't had a lot of snow cover. How is that affecting frost depth and eventually runoff and the potential killing of plants because it gets too cold for their roots?
We'll meet farmers, researchers, and explore other facets and challenges our warming winters pose. Join us starting Monday during Morning Edition and Lake Effect for our week-long series, Thin Ice 2025, Our Warming Winters.
That was our environmental reporter, Susan Bentz. And you can check out our Thin Ice 2025 preview and last year's Warming Winter series on our website, wuwm.com.